This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know if you caught it last week, but the Eurozone is officially not in a recession anymore. It's a big deal, Europe being Europe and all. France was one of the countries returning to at least a modicum of growth. But despite the faint wisp of good news, unemployment there is still rising, and the French government is hard-pressed to do something about it. Christopher Worth has the story from Paris.
It's a summer evening in the town of Trappes, just outside central Paris. And out on the street, Kader Mohamed turns up the stereo in his car and starts to rap about life in the neighborhood.
78 ma zone, 190 terre-terre. Alors, du con, imagine ce qu'on fait comme maire.
Unemployment in France is at roughly 11%, but it's even higher here in the poorer banlieues or suburbs that surround Paris. And if you're in your 20s, like Mohamed, your chances of finding a job are even worse. Youth unemployment is at a daunting 26%. Mohamed says he lost his job on a Peugeot assembly line 6 months ago, and he's angry French President François Hollande hasn't done enough to solve the problem.
It's very difficult to find work in France because of the crisis. We hear President Hollande talk about jobs, but we see nothing. There's no work.
The lack of jobs has helped make Hollande one of the most unpopular French presidents on record. And in response, he's made what may be a very difficult promise to keep.
Here's a commitment to sustainably reverse the unemployment rate by the end of the year.
Now, ask many economists about how to do that, and they'll tell you the best way to get companies to hire more workers in France is to make it easier to fire them. Dominique Barbet of the French bank BNP Paribas says French employers are too restricted from laying off workers when business is down.
Employers hesitate before hiring people because they know that reducing staff takes a long period of time and requires the compensation to employees, which could be quite significant.
France has made some changes to strict labor laws. But to meet his pledge, Hollande is now embarking on a hiring spree. The government plans to create more than 500,000 short-term contracts this year, largely in the public sector. And it'll pick up the tab for 75% of the cost of hiring them. Many are reserved for youth from low-income areas. Virginie Gosson-Tanguy of France's National Movement of the Unemployed says it's a solution that might put money in people's pockets now.
But it's not a long-term solution, because after this contract, there is no job for them.
She says the French government is merely tinkering with the unemployment figures. Instead, advocates like her want to reduce France's already low 35-hour work week to 32 hours, which she says would ideally force businesses to hire more workers.
It might seem very strange for an American to hear that, but there is no jobs for everybody, so we need to share work.
And it's not just young workers that feel hopeless in France.
After 50 years old, if you lost your job, you never find another one.
59-year-old Catherine Barocco has spent decades in the corporate tourism industry, but she says she's gone 7 months without work.
I'm so disappointed because France is a very, very rich country, and I think the economy was really good years ago, and we just waste everything.
She has no hope Hollande can keep his promise. In fact, the International Monetary Fund expects the country's jobless rate to rise to 11.6% by next year. In Paris, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.